Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation, to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. Who was that guy with those golden pipes? That was very impressive. He should be in radio. Whoever he is. He might have a future in this smooth operator. Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and known affectionately in some circles as America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice.
Although you are all those things.
Talk show host. I'm very homophobic. I'm genuinely scared.
You are.
I am.
Now, when people say that, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got such a negative connotation, but you truly are afraid of people that engage in homosexual behavior.
Yes, I'm fearful for the future of my nation, my family, my children, and even myself. Because as a culture tolerates deviant practices,
right?
The entire culture devolves. And I'm just a man. I'm a sinful man. I could get into anything horrible.
Absolutely.
And I would just prefer that certain things were never talked about in public and, frankly, kept in the closet.
Like it used to be.
I'm Doug McBurney. I am on the air today with Greg Jackson, the author of, well, more than one book, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies.
That's one of them.
Bestseller. And the new book, We Won't Get Fooled Again, which folks can pick up at Amazon.com. They can go to GregJacksonWith2Gs.com.
Then go to a bookstore.
Go to a bookstore, walk into a Barnes & Noble, get yourself a cup of coffee, sit down and find out where the right went wrong.
And how to make America right again.
And
absolutely.
How to make America right again. Hey, I want to talk just briefly about Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Whitney Houston perished over this past weekend on the eve of the Grammys. So you got to hand her that. I mean, for timing, she always...
Was she supposed to perform at the Grammys?
I don't know if she was going to perform, but... she was part of the entourage,
sure.
The ambiance.
She was going to be there.
Yeah, she was going to be there.
What a voice she had, though, huh?
She was great. I was reading an article on her this morning from the New York Daily News, and there was one sentence in this article that shocked me. And I'm not shocked very easily.
No, you are not.
No, I'm not. But listen to this. This is from the New York Daily News. According to the Centers for Disease Control, overdoses of prescription pain medications are up 90% since 1999. And listen to this. Accidental overdoses now kill more Americans than car crashes.
Wow.
I would have never in a million years thought that we had slid this far down the side of the pit to hell.
Yeah, psychotropic drugs.
It's
one
incredible.
Of the leading causes of death in our country. So what does that say about the state of affairs in America?
Well, people are self-medicating.
Yeah, self-medicating.
Yeah.
Right? But where does that stem from? Where does the emptiness come from that drives people to be on the... I mean, you're talking about the statistic that I just heard, 60 million Americans are on some antidepressant. That's
wow.
A lot of people.
You know what? I think it's because most people are convinced, they've been convinced, mm-hmm. that they're supposed to be happy all the time.
Right.
And that's really not the case.
We're not. Now, so from a Christian biblical worldview, we're not supposed to be. We're supposed to have the joy of the Lord in our hearts.
Yes.
But that's different than being happy.
Joy,
right?
Joy and happiness are two different things, I think. Now, I don't have a psychology degree.
Right.
But my life
is... You did used to watch a lot of Phil Donahue, though.
I did.
Back in the day.
I grew up watching Phil Donahue every afternoon with my mom before she went to work. We would watch that show. I don't think she realized it was liberal.
yeah, it led to a lot of bad things happening in my life, yeah. My watching that show.
Yeah, Phil Donahue?
Absolutely. Yeah.
A net loss, a net drain on society, I would say, for Phil.
Absolutely.
But back to the prescription medication issue. Joy is something that you can experience almost all the time. I really call it contentment.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at human history, just not having to worry about where your next meal comes from, a roof over your head, whether or not the government is going to break into your house and shoot you or arrest you,
mm-hmm.
That's what we experience every day. And that's contentment, or what other people around the world would call joy.
Right.
And knowing that you have a creator, that your creator loves you, that the creator has a plan for you. I mean, that can give you a sense of joy.
Absolutely.
Which I call it contentment. I'm content.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a lack of God in a society that self-medicates 60 million people on a psychotropic drugs, which, by the way, if you see any of the things on those commercials, what are those things called?
Diazepam. And,
well, you know, it's half of the commercial. You know, you go psycho and go in the post office and shoot people up and
right.
All sorts of bad reactions to these drugs. I mean, these are psychotropic drugs. Serious mind-altering drugs that are significantly overprescribed in this country.
I mean,
there probably are some cases, obviously, right, where mm-hmm. where drugs. I mean, we're not Christian scientists here, right? So we're saying there is definitely a need for.
And I believe that there are people with mental and even physical problems in their brain housing group,
mm-hmm.
and they probably need some of these drugs. These drugs have legitimate purposes, I do believe, but
effects. Nasty effects. So back to Whitney Houston.
Yeah, back to Whitney.
She was found in her bathtub in the hotel, Beverly Hills Hotel, apparently on Xanax and two other...
Lorazepam
and some other...
And another
pan.
One. Yeah, another...
Zabam.
It has an X in it,
right,
I think.
An X or a...
A Z.
A bam.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she was found dead in her... Over, she fell asleep, basically.
She fell asleep. And, I mean, you got to be pretty stoned to, like, slide under the water and not, you know...
Wow.
I mean, you got to be pretty whacked out.
You know, and
really sad.
And it is sad because God gifted her with an incredible voice, right?
And not just an incredible voice. I mean, talent.
Did you see her in The Bodyguard? I know it's kind of a chick flick.
I saw it.
You did see it.
She's a great actress.
You like chick flicks, though, don't you?
Of course. Yeah. I live for them.
I kind of do, too, with the Jennifer Aniston one. My wife is always like, what do you want me to get? Get a Jennifer Aniston. I mean, is that bad?
That's always the good fallback position.
Should I be admitting that?
No, probably not.
Air?
No. No, probably not.
Should I just leave right now?
but you're right. It's a lack of God, and I think people expect too much from life. They expect to be happy all
That's
the time.
Right.
My life, this is how I describe my life. I'm generally content, and my life is punctuated by moments of extreme happiness and extreme sadness.
Yeah. And that's the way life probably should be lived.
Yeah, sometimes I'm sad for days at a time over certain things. I'm sad
really?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not bad to be sad.
No.
And the problem is we've been told for a generation it's bad to be sad. You got to be on happy pills all the time. Yeah. And this is where it leads to.
Yeah, and let me tell you what made me sad.
Speaking of sad,
was CPAC took place over this past
week. Ay.
I know it's Thursday, it's a little late in the week, but I haven't had an opportunity to really address
it. Some people may not have known. I mean, it wasn't that widely publicized. What is CPAC? Conservative Political Action Conference.
I believe that is the acronym, yes. A bit of a misnomer.
Which is mostly attended by liberals, disguised as conservatives.
Well, I think that CPAC is trying to appear conservative, more conservative this year. They wouldn't let Go Proud... openly
bad for business. Bad for business. Yeah, you have a homosexual organ. I mean, for people that don't know, Ronald Reagan founded CPAC.
No, clue me in. You're a little more familiar.
Well,
with
no,
CPAC
I mean, I've been to a few. I emceed the presidential session in 2007, 2008.
Wow.
And that, by the way, that story's in our book. We won't get fooled again. That actually led to my epiphany. Standing on the stage, watching Mitt Romney talk about how conservative he was,
mm-hmm.
and I was just nodding my head. It was just me and Mitt on stage.
Wow.
The cameras rolling and 3,000 people in the audience, and I was thinking to myself, this isn't the guy that is my governor. I lived in Massachusetts at the time.
Yeah.
But I really had an awakening when George Will, who was introducing Rudy Giuliani, who I had just introduced at CPAC,
said
that conservatives are like ice cream. They come in all different types of flavors.
George Will said that.
Conservatives are like ice cream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew something was awry. Houston, we have problems.
Yeah, tell me
right?
about it.
And that's when Rudy Giuliani on his, I think, second marriage or third marriage or whatever.
Who's counting?
Estranged from his kids.
Yeah, well.
Attends, you know, dresses up in drag at gay pride parades in favor of homosexual marriage.
It's just another flavor.
In favor of abortion on demand. But just another, pistachio?
New York style.
Yeah, it's like some flavor. Ben and Jerry's. I don't know. But regardless, that's what. And by the way, Doug, that was 2007.
Yeah.
It's 2012. That was a half a decade ago. Trust me, it's gotten much worse.
But CPAC is trying to appear more conservative.
Oh, yes.
I think.
Well.
I mean, they had Ann Coulter speaking. Did you see that picture that they had on Drudge of Ann Coulter? She was looking up in the air.
Yes.
Looking up in the air, her Adam's apple looked like the size of a pork loin.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I just
women don't have Adam's apples, do they?
Well, not in my neighborhood, they don't.
Have you ever seen a woman with an Adam's apple?
Not like that.
She's got a big Adam's apple.
She does, and it's bobbing up and down for Romney all the time lately.
Right, well, talking.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant. She's babbling on about how conservative. I think she even defended Romney Care last week at some point.
Well, she wrote an article, Three Chairs for Romney Care, which goes to the point, and I'll let you get on with CPAC because I know you got an important story from CPAC.
Oh, it's not that important.
But it to me, it was a joke. I mean, you have Ann Coulter speaking at CPAC and endorsing Romney, who she just said at CPAC last year would lose to Obama, right?
I believe we have that on tape somewhere.
Yeah, go to YouTube. You can see it.
Yeah.
It says if Chris Christie isn't the nominee, Romney will be and he'll lose to Obama.
Did she promise to move to Canada?
No, that was the last election, I think, that if McCain was the nominee, she'd move to Canada. She'd work for Hillary.
Okay.
Regardless.
Anyway, hoping there was a chance we could get her out of the country.
By the way, listeners can go to, this is a plug for Bob's telethon. Let's not forget.
Oh, the telethon. Let's not forget.
What do we need? 20 grand?
We need about $20,000 more.
If somebody in the audience has a check, put us out of our misery, that can just write a check for 20 grand. It's a tax write-off. It's a kingdom investment.
Mm-hmm.
You're supporting the best radio show in the Rocky Mountains, arguably in the country, Bob Enyart Live.
Absolutely.
And we'll give you a copy of We Won't Get Fooled Again, Where the Christian Right Went Wrong, and How to Make America Right Again, autographed by yours truly.
Yes.
That's an expensive book, Doug. $20,000.
No. Worth every. Oh, we will also engrave your name in the cornerstone on the giant new megachurch that we're building. Your name could be there on the cornerstone of the new Denver Bible Church facility.
Absolutely.
It's going to be the size of a Walmart.
Absolutely. So yeah. $20,000 or if you can't afford $20,000.
Let's say someone can only go $5,000. What are you willing to do, Craig?
Well, I'm saying.
What are we willing to do?
You know, at the minimum, we will take. No tax deductions.
Who needs tax deductions?
We were just told. But you know what?
That it's would imply that I'm paying any taxes.
It's a kingdom investment. If you are looking to invest in somebody who boldly proclaims the truth, and you're part of that because you're often co-hosting this show, I feel privileged just to be. I'm sitting in Bob's chair today.
That's right. You're in the captain's chair.
You felt more comfortable in the.
I'm in the guest host chair.
Spock's chair?
I'm in the.
It was Captain Kirk, and then who sat next to him? Was it Spock?
Was it Bones or McCoy?
One of those guys.
Yeah.
Klingons, left and right.
I'm the wingman.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. You're the wingman. So, at any rate, back to the story. We'll give my book away for $100.
Okay.
Right? A minimum of $100 donation to BEL, help keep BEL on the air. We're looking for a minimum of 10 people to call in.
We need 10 people
What
to
is
call
the
in.
Number that they can call into?
It's 800-8-ENYART, which translates for the alphanumeric.
You never translated this till I told you guys needed to translate
this. Yes. It's 800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278. $100 gets you an autographed copy of We Won't Get Fooled Again. Now, you can also go to the website. Go to KGOV.com, KGOV.com. You can order a copy there. You'll get Donate $100, you get an autographed copy, and you make that kingdom investment. You're part of keeping the most important conservative talk show on terrestrial radio, on the air, on the internet for another year.
And that's cool, because you never know what type of fruit that will bear. And in other words, we were talking before the show, and when we get to heaven, isn't it going to be kind of cool to talk to some of those people that you've had an impact on that you never knew, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you funded some organization that did some good work or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what I think heaven's going to be like, is you're going to see where those investments, where that time, where that money, because we're just stewards of God's. It all belongs to God.
That's right.
And our responsibility as ambassadors of Christ is to be good stewards of our time, our resources, our talents, right?
Amen.
And
there are rewards. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, I heard that when we got to heaven, we were going to get crowns.
Absolutely.
And I thought, well, I don't really.
But we are going to get crowns, no?
Well, I thought I'm not really a crown kind of guy. I don't generally wear crowns.
But these crowns are going to be cool.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable in a crown. But I heard a sermon by Pastor Enyart, as a matter of fact, with some ideas about what those crowns might consist of. And part of that, and I believe it's pretty compelling, are the relationships with the people that
Absolutely.
We had an influence on. Those are going to be crowns of glory that we're going to wear, figuratively, in the heavenlies.
And we're going to cast those crowns at the foot of our Lord,
of
Yeshua HaMashiach,
Amen.
Jesus,
right.
The Messiah.
Yeah.
For any of you Jewish believers out there,
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat
like yours
shalom.
Truly.
Shabbat Shalom. No, that's not until Friday. It's only Thursday.
We're living in exciting times, aren't we, Bob?
We're living in biblical times. Bob, Doug, it's okay. Biblical times. We're living in biblical times.
You know, exciting times, because people out there might be thinking, wow, it's getting dark. The economy's crumbling. All these bad things are happening. But I am excited.
Yeah.
I've never been more excited, because I think that this is going to be such an incredible opportunity for believers to reach out to a fallen and lost world and be able to share the greatest news that's ever been told. God loves us so much that he sent his son to come to this earth to dwell in human flesh, to die for the sins of all mankind that separate us from God Almighty, that we can be given for all of our sins no matter what we've done.
Mm, preach it, brother.
Whether we've had an abortion, involved in homosexual behavior, whether we're gamblers or addicted to pornography or any of the things that separate us from God, any of those bad things, I say to my 5 and 6 year old Sunday school class, that's what sin is. It's bad stuff.
It's bad, yeah.
Right?
Pretty easy to
and
understand.
But the great news is that right now we're living in the dispensation of grace, are we not, brother?
Yeah.
And that we have the opportunity right now, and that window will close. That door will close.
It will.
But God has given us the ability right now, by his grace, in faith, through faith alone, in Christ alone, right, to put all of our hope and all of our trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came and died and rose again on the third day, who ascended into heaven to be at the right hand of the Father, and who is coming back.
Amen, he's coming back.
Right?
You got
he's coming
right.
back, not as, he's going to come back to judge, right?
Coming back as a baby this
he
time.
He came back, he came here the first time.
He humbled himself.
Humbled himself.
Came
right?
as an infant.
To forgive the sins, right?
Yeah.
Of the Jew first. Right?
And then the Greek.
And the Greek.
And
the
all
Greek.
The
you can't leave the Greeks out.
No, no.
Right?
You leave the Greeks.
I mean, they got 50% unemployment right now.
Yeah.
They need him.
They need all the help
they can
get.
So the good news is, for any of you listeners out there, that, hey, if you have spiritual eyes, we are saying that we, like no other time probably in the history of the United States of America, need God's word to go forth. And it does every day here at Bob Enyart Live, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Every day for a half hour. And by the way, across the world, not just here.
Oh, all over the world.
All over the world.
We go worldwide on the worldwide.
Brand. But it's important. And we're all partnering with Bob here. So please get on KGOV.com. But there are so many amazing resources.
The subscriptions alone, the choice of subscriptions, you've got sermons.
I'm going to subscribe
studies,
to one before I leave.
Topical
Real Science
videos.
Friday.
I mean, these will enrich your life. And are easily worth twice what Bob charges for them.
Absolutely.
Easily.
All right.
Hey, you know, this reminds me of a Bible verse that I put up on somebody's somebody's Facebook earlier in the week.
Which was?
Well, it's from the book of John. Warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob Enyart Live that you would like to censor anyone who would ever even think about possibly considering quoting a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice that raw and adulterated truth is about to be uttered. And this is from the book
well
of
done.
John.
Yes, book of John.
I've been practicing.
Yeah, one of the synoptic gospels.
Yeah, from the book of John in the 15th chapter.
Yochanan, for any of you Jewish believers out there.
Yeah.
And if you're not a believer, I hope you do become one, because there's nothing more Jewish than you could do than have the King of the Jews in your heart.
Mm.
Like I do and like Al Sharon does, our producer.
Amen.
God love you, Al.
And Jesus said this in the 13th verse. He said, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. but I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, he said to his disciples, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. And here's how he closes it. He says, these things I command you, that you love one another. That was the command, that we love one another.
Amen.
And, you know, that's what Bob Inyart Live is all about. I know it can be confrontational at times.
Loving God and loving people.
Bob can be a bit confrontational at times.
And yeah, but always with a smile on his face.
But it's love. Love is not always happy, happy, joy, joy.
Of all the people that I know in the world, no one, and I've said this before, exemplifies the fruit of the Spirit like Bob Inyart.
Amen,
Bob. All fruit. I don't know how many fruits there are. I mean, it's all one fruit, but they're different characteristics
of
the fruit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But do you? I mean, I have never seen Bob Inyart get angry the whole time I've known him. Now, I'm sure righteous indignation.
Now, there was a time at a football game when a guy threw up on him and started swearing.
Really?
Yeah.
He got angry?
It's rumored that he got angry.
Is that a true story?
True story.
Wow. I would have gotten angry.
Maybe he spilled a beer.
That's righteous indignation.
He either spilled a beer.
I'm talking about when he's debating pro-aborts.
Was it a beer he spilled or it was vomit? We've got confirmation.
Did he do it on purpose?
Well, he was drunk on purpose.
Well, I'll still bet even in those circumstances, Bob was pretty forgiving. But what I'm talking about is when he's debating atheists.
Oh, and, unbelievably.
Know, when he's out
patience.
In front of abortion.
Isn't patience one of the fruits of the Spirit?
Absolutely.
Long-suffering.
Long-suffering.
Bob's one
love,
of the most
joy, peace,
long-suffering.
Patience.
There you go. Well, he's got a good grasp on what they all are.
Loving kindness.
And a really great grasp on helping people understand how the Bible instructs us to grow.
Yes.
In our, and to fulfill our capabilities with the talents that we've been given, and to excel in the fruits of the Spirit.
Don't you feel the Holy Spirit in here? Like
I do.
Massive presence of the
I
Holy
do.
Spirit.
I do.
It's such a good feeling.
You know, he's always here, but we've got to yield to him.
And that's
I,
right.
You know, I find it hard to do that sometimes because I'm caught up in my fleshly struggles of
Amen.
Trying to make a living, trying not to be angry at someone who's maybe
cutting you off.
Yeah, well, someone who's cutting me off in traffic.
Traffic stuff always with you.
Or, you know, when I'm trying to cut someone off in traffic and they just won't get out of the way.
Right. No, I understand. We struggle, and that's why sanctification is a process, right? It's a maturation
Amen.
Process.
Well, that's true.
You're saved, but then it's a race, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Christ has said, you know, be there at the end. Persevere.
Yep.
Run that race.
Yep.
Right?
And Paul encourages us to run a good race.
Amen.
Yeah. And with the any of Bob's materials, he can equip you to run a good race. He can help you become equipped to run a good race. The Bible study, I think Bob's planning on going through the entire Bible.
Starting from Genesis, going right up to Revelation.
The Genesis study alone is worth the $20,000 we talked about earlier. By the way, we haven't forgot about that, folks.
Did we get a check yet for
if
that?
If you were thinking about writing the check for $20,000.
I know there is somebody listening who has that type of money.
There's at least
it's
one
It's not
person.
A big deal.
No.
And guess what? You would make so many people happy.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have to hear any more telethons.
Yeah, no more.
If we raised it, would we stop with the telethon?
We'd cut.
Have you ever done that? Like stop before the end of the month?
Bob always wants to stop with the telethon about halfway through the first show.
You know, I'm going to pray right now. This is what I love when I'm playing a board game with my six-year-old. You know what he says? Like he'll roll the dice, Chutes and Ladders or Candyland.
Oh, okay.
He'll roll the dice and be like, he'll be like, please, Lord, let me get a five. In Jesus' name, amen. And he'll throw it. But it's such a beautiful childlike faith.
Well,
you know, in prayer.
The thing is he knows that God is relevant to what
it's
he's doing.
It's not a
right
long,
now.
You know, like my prayers before dinner, for let's say, for example.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a simple childlike prayer.
Yeah.
He doesn't always roll what he's looking for, but he still continues to believe, you know, and he still continues to pray and believe that it's going to happen. So, and certain things, certain prayers aren't, you know, are unanswered for a certain reason as well, but I'm going to pray that that amount of money would come in. Father God, because we do know that there are some people listening that have that money, Father God, and we know how important Bob Inyart Live is to you in getting your word out to a fallen world, Father God, to help us think clearly about many of these political and cultural and social issues, Father God, that from a biblical point of view, from your point of view, and Lord, we just lift this up to you, Father God, that that money would come in, and Father God, that you would convict whoever it is that you have in mind to write that check, to write that big check, $20,000 to BEL, and we lift it up and pray that in your name, in the name of the risen Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, that was a lot longer than my son's prayer.
Well, that's okay.
But still much shorter than my normal prayers.
Is that right? You tend to go on?
Way too long.
Oh, by the way, Bob has a fantastic...
I admit that.
Bob has a fantastic new audio.
Yes.
Audio CD.
At KGOV.com.
KGOV. It's called Having a Great Prayer Life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have an opportunity to...
I got
to
get that.
If you have an opportunity to listen, you'll understand why once you're past five, you shouldn't... Once you're past 6 years old, you shouldn't pray for a five when you're rolling the dice.
Right.
It's okay when you're six.
Yeah, but what I meant is the simplicity of that for my son.
What it indicates to me is that your son knows God.
Right.
He's aware of God. And he knows that God knows what he's doing right now. And God's involved and relevant. And he's six, so he's got a lot of time to grow.
That's right.
But how do we pray? It's something that I've struggled with my whole life.
Me too, because I'm ADD like you, right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to know exactly how to pray. Having a great prayer life, in fact, you're giving the book away, a signed autographed copy of the book.
We Won't Get Fooled Again, Where the Christian Right Went Wrong and How to Make America Right Again.
Available at Amazon.com and find
or any fine bookstores near you.
Yes. So if someone would give $200, there's probably a lot of people who don't have $20,000. We know that one is out there, though.
Maybe four guys with 5,000.
But there's people who got $200. You get a copy of Having a Great Prayer Life, and We Won't Get Fooled Again. There you've got your spiritual and your political nourishment for a month at least.
Absolutely.
And then you could
subscribe. I'm going to get the prayer life thing because I'll admit to you that's the most difficult thing that I struggle with is getting alone with God and praying.
If you're humble. And if you're open to the Spirit, it will change your life.
I'm getting it right now, right
it
when
will
we leave,
your life,
like
yeah.
in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I kid you not. It is one of the most enlightening. It's one of the most enlightening presentations.
Educational tools.
Yeah, one of the most enlightening presentations on how to pray.
Yeah.
And how not to pray, and why when we pray certain ways we get bent out of shape about it.
Yeah.
And what is unanswered prayer, and why are prayers unanswered? Anyway. Just
a lot of the common questions.
An expository on everything you ever wanted to know
about. We didn't even get to
prayer.
A lot of the stuff we want to talk about.
That's
got
okay.
kind of sidetracked, but it's okay. It's radio.
I wanted to talk about Mitt Romney because...
What's there to talk about? The guy's Barack Obama in a Reagan costume. Next.
Okay. Let's see. We talk about Occupy
Wall
Street.
I mean, even Al's rolling his eyes. He knows his record backwards. No, go to
now,
gregjackson.com.
Wait. Occupy Wall Street's been out of the public eye for a while.
Yeah.
But I've got a story from the New York Times that says... If the movement has not produced public leaders,
mm-hmm.
even though the movement has not produced public leaders, that's Occupy movement.
Yeah.
Some visible faces have emerged.
I see.
In the Occupy movement.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on to talk about some of the budding.
These are communists. George Soros style communists. That's all they are. Occupy Wall. Get a job.
Take a shower.
Next.
Get a job.
What's the next item?
Rick Santorum says
women
shouldn't be on the front lines in combat, and people are taking offense to that.
I agree.
If I was a woman, I'd be like, yeah, Rick, I'm with you. I don't want to be on the
most
front
women
line.
Don't. Well, you get your nails dirty and
most
why would
men,
you want to be on the front
most
lines?
Most men don't want to be on the front lines of combat. What is it with the
I
feminists?
Don't either.
What is it with the feminists that they want to put women in front of machine gun nests?
Is this over?
The
show's
them?
Over?
That's it. Yeah, it goes
That's
quick.
It?
It goes quick. Okay, don't forget the telethon, folks. If you can write the check for $20,000, do it. Go to KGOV.com. I'm Doug McBurney.
And I am Greg Jackson.
And remember to do right. And risk the consequences.
God bless you.
Always.